The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 6th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Sebold, born in Madison, Wisconsin, 1963. Wanted to be a writer, went to Syracuse University, where they had a good writing program. One night, during her freshman year, Sebold was walking home when she was attacked. She was dragged into an underground tunnel, and she was raped. She thought she was going to be murdered. When she talked to the police later, they said that a girl had recently been murdered in that same tunnel, and she should consider herself lucky. A few weeks later, she spotted the rapist on the street. She went to the police. He was arrested. She testified against him at trial. He was convicted and received the maximum sentence. She thought the experience was behind her, but for the next 15 years, she struggled with her life, trying to have relationships with people. She struggled trying to write, went to graduate school, dropped out, moved to New York, started drinking a lot, dabbling in drugs. She moved to California. She got a job as a caretaker of an arts colony, where she lived in a cabin with no electricity. And one day she sat down and began writing a story in the voice of a teenage girl who has been murdered. And in one sitting, she wrote the opening of what would become her novel, The Lovely Bones, about a murdered 14-year-old girl looking down from heaven as her family tries to recover from the grief of her death. The novel was picked up by Little Brown, and it became a word-of-mouth sensation among booksellers and critics even before it was published. It came out in June of 2002, a few months before Sebold's 39th birthday. It sold more than 2 million copies, becoming the best-selling book of 2002. Alice Sebold, also the author of the memoir Lucky. Here's a poem for today by Sonia Gurness, entitled Little Sisters. This birthday I have reached the age where my mother bore the last of her dead daughters, one that was whisked away before its first clean cry could scour the naked room, the later two a blue that refused to brighten. Baby girl, infant daughter of, the little markers said, and I listened from behind the stove in her last pregnancy, watched her body swell and sag, knew from the shape of those whispered words that something was amiss. She was weighted already with two small stones. Summer mornings, I called them forth, the little sisters I had never seen, made them faces from the old ache in the air above the garden, hair like mine, from the grassy space where root crops should have been. I learned of blood tests, transfusions, a factor called Rh. My little sisters, dreaming their aquatic days on lethal ropes, my mother almost dead. Now at the kitchen table, lighting candles on a cake, I am empty-handed, empty-wombed, no daughters to give her, as she counts again my miraculous birth, fourth and forceps born, her last survivor in that war of blood with family blood. I reach for her hand and hold it, but there are spaces here, tender lacunae, we cannot fold away. Still somewhere the hand-stitched garments, the gingham quilts, the counting game. Still the soot-smudged corner where I crouch beneath the stovepipe and fingered like a rosary the small pebbles of their names. Little Sisters, a poem by Sonia Gurness, from What You Hear in the Dark, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Notre Dame Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work. keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.